So we're basically sat in the middle of town and doing this stuff. And when we originally looked to set it up, we thought there might be a bit of an issue. Why don't you tell everyone what God did with that?
Okay. We assumed that we'd need to get permits from the council and fill out forms and all this kind of thing. So a couple of us went down to the town hall and decided that we'd start with contacting the market manager, Aidan, yes. And we told him what we wanted to do and asked him what we needed to do to apply. So first of all, he said, well, you'll need a stall, you'll need to fill out an application form. And then he said, well, what is it that you're going to be doing? And we said, well, just praying for people and sharing the gospel. He said, oh, well, actually, no, we don't have stalls for that kind of thing. So maybe you don't need to speak to us, and maybe you should speak to somebody in licensing. So he put us through to the licensing department. We spoke to somebody there, explained what we wanted to do, and she said, well, you're Christians? We said, yes. And she said, you're praying with people, sharing the gospel? We said, yes. She said, well, then you don't need permission to do that. So we said, but we're going to be in the town center. She said, that's absolutely not a problem. And we said, well, are we restricted in terms of times that we're allowed to go out or whatever? She said, as long as you're not obstructing any of the work that's going on in terms of the market and the traders, then you're free to do whatever you like, basically.
It was just amazing. So 5 minutes later, I got a call saying, we're all okay, we can go and do it. And the amazing thing is we set up outside the library, and the market trader was concerned we wouldn't have enough people coming by to see what we were doing. So he said, do you want to move somewhere busier? But we've stuck where we are. So we've had some amazing stories, people coming up and saying, when you're next here, I need to bring family members. I need to get people to pray for you, get you to pray for people. But one story stands out for you guys about a lady with MS. Why don't you tell everyone what happened?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, when we were last out, there was a lady walking with the aid of a frame, and a couple of team members had prayed with her and then asked me to come over and join them. And when I joined them, we asked people to rate the pain that they're feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. And she said that she was feeling that it was a 6. So we prayed with her again, and it went down to a 3. And she was really pleased about that. And she was kind of like, well, okay, thanks very much, and kind of ready to go off again. And we said, oh, no. You can't go until we finish, kind of thing. So we prayed again, and she was confused. She said, well, I can't feel any pain. So we said, well, I said, being the pushy one, I said, so that means it's a 0 then. And she said, well, yeah, I guess so. I was able to just share a prophetic word with her that I'd seen a picture of her standing, because she was a tall lady, but she was hunched over this frame. But I saw a picture of her with an iron rod right through her spine, and her standing so tall, and shared with her a sense that God just wanted to use her as, you know, being head and shoulders above other people and just standing tall for him. And she was absolutely blown away by that. So we left her sort of making her way back. And where she'd been hunched over the frame before, now that she was standing straight, she could barely sort of hold the handles, kind of thing. And she was walking and doing all this kind of stuff and just testing everything out to make sure it worked. But it was absolutely amazing.
Come on, let's thank Jesus. Let's thank Jesus.